9. Delaware 105.9.
All right, so what do you think really happened with this Jeffrey Epstein thing? 302-839-1059.
Delmarva's Afternoon Foghorn. It's Rob Sussman on Delaware 105.9.
You know what I think really happened here? I think that this is a massive flex by the elite. And by the elite, I'm not necessarily talking about anybody whose name we even know. I've talked before about how I actually do believe that there's some sort of shadowy pedophile cabal exerting its influence over this country, right? I've talked about that, and I'm talking about that legitimately. It's something I actually do believe, because to me it's the only explanation as to why Epstein was able to get off back in 2008 without actually having to really suffer any consequences for, you know, raping a, you know, dozens of underage girls on his secret pedophile island in the Virgin Islands. The only way that somebody can get away with that, when the evidence is overwhelming, is if there is a shadowy pedophile cabal controlling the country and in fact, part of the world, even. This group is basically just taken off its pants here. It's taken off its pants. It's getting completely butt naked, and it's flexing in our faces. Just dangling. You know, just dangling it right in our faces. Just dangling. You know why? You know why? Because they know that you know that it's crap. They know. Doing this whole thing with Epstein and the way that it's gone down, they know that you know it's BS. They do. And they're okay with that. They want you to know, actually. They want you to know. Because they want you to know that they did it. And they want you to know that you can't do anything about it. They want you to know that they're in charge and that you are not in charge. And that is the way that it's going to stay forever. And to prove it to you, we are going to be sloppy. We're going to kill Jeff Epstein or otherwise remove him from the picture so that there's no shot and there's no threat of us ever getting exposed for being, you know, a shadowy pedophile sex cult that controls the international elite. That's never going to get exposed because we hold all of the cards and you hold none. So it doesn't matter if you know. It doesn't matter if you know that Epstein didn't hang himself on his own accord, taking advantage of numerous mistakes within the facility, taking you know, advantage of the fact that protocol was simply not followed in his instance, despite the fact that he was the highest profile prisoner, almost certainly the highest profile prisoner in the entire facility. No. It doesn't matter that it was sloppy. It doesn't matter that you smell BS with the Epstein death. It doesn't matter. Because you have no power. You can't do anything to these people. They can be as brazen as they want to be, and they don't have to pretend otherwise. That is what they're doing. That is their message to you, personally. With this Jeff Epstein thing, it's more than just, oh, well, we're killing him because he was a loose end. No, it's not that. It's that we're in charge. You're never going to find us. You're never going to destroy us. And that's that. It is brazen, and it is in our face. Like I said, they're just dangling it. They're just taking their pants off, and they're just dangling. Big, giant flex from the shadowy pedophile cabal. That's what it is. Jamrock from Planet Earth on the text line, 839-1059, says, is he really dead, or is it a cover-up made by money? asked Jamrock from Planet Earth. Well, I don't know. I don't know. At this point, I'm willing to believe anything about Epstein. I am. Was he switched out with someone? Was he taken into federal witness protection? Was he kidnapped by these people? How exactly did this whole thing work? I am at this point willing to believe anything other than what we've been told, because that's obviously a lie. What do you think about this Epstein thing? 302-839-1059, talk or text. Let's go to Big Ray in Milford. Big Ray, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, here's the poop I got from my friend Henry Spatula,
yeah,
who's a federal prison guard in New York City, because I'm from there and know him my whole life.
Right.
And he says, Big Ray, this is what we believe. You're probably going to have like a Jack Ruby situation here coming up down the line, because somebody did something to help this happen. And when that person comes out, they'll probably wind up committing suicide or getting killed or something like that, just to protect the ones that gave him the money and so forth.
Oh, sure. I mean, if it was a situation where, you know, I say watch the prison guards at this place. If all of a sudden there's a couple of down low, they were found hung by their neck from their shower curtain, that wouldn't necessarily surprise me.
Well, you know, like a lot of people say, you know, anybody could be bought, and you know, there's some people that say they can't, but sometimes when you're tested like that, you find out that you can.
Well, I mean, the people who would be capable of doing something like this have a level of resource commitment. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there are offers, and they probably sat there and went, okay, can we get an inventory of the employee list, and let's see who's approachable. Can we do the background checks and just see if there's anybody that has any kind of glitches or whatnot?
Right.
That, you want to approach the right person. And then you want to come up with plan B. All right. So when this gets, you know, resolved and this person is dragged before the judge as the one that helped him to kill himself, who do we have now to whack this guy? And then that gets covered up.
Right.
You have to have all the steps in line, and that's the right way to do it if you're going to do that kind of crime.
I mean, if you are in a global shadowy pedophile cabal, then I would say that you're probably hiring experts. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not hiring any amateurs to do any of your suicide cover-ups. Certainly not.
No, and you know what? I believe our government can operate and does operate sometimes in those areas.
Without a doubt.
Down here in Rehoboth, it's, they call it the summer vacation place for Washington, D.C. There's a lot of retired CIA agents.
Yeah.
And when they get a lot of whiskey in them, you got to hear some of these stories. I just look at them and go, yeah, no joke. Rob, it's like, if I repeat that, I ask myself, if I was to tell somebody that, would I get killed? It's amazing what comes out of their mouth.
You know what? I got to spend more time at some bars in Rehoboth, I guess. Big Ray, great call, man. Thank you. 302-839-1059, talk or text. Let's see. B says, I think he paid a guard to give him what he needed to kill himself. Hey, somebody paid somebody. Like I said, I'm open for anything here, and I want to know your theory on this Epstein thing at 839-1059. No, nothing anymore. After this weekend, We've crossed the Rubicon. Nothing is crackpot anymore. Nothing. I will entertain any theory on this Epstein thing. Any theory. The official mantra, though, what they're saying, oh, I sure don't know. That one I'm having a tough time with, honestly. Let's go to Puffy Chuck. Puffy Chuck in Lewis, what are your thoughts on this, man?
Rob, you're finally getting it, aren't you?
I guess so, man. I guess I'm getting something.
It's not that they're pedophiles. You're finally dealing with the underworld of the most powerful people in the world, the people that run everything, control everything, and if you're getting your way, no matter where you are, they're going to get you.
Yo, sure.
Remember now, who's the drug dealer was in the same cells, the same place right next to him.
Right.
I forgot his name. He couldn't get out. Nobody bothered him.
Right.
But Jeffrey, he knew too much, and he was already talking. And from our own president to Prince Andrew to people we don't even know, this guy was probably blackmailing, you know, because that's how he was making his money, because they can't even figure out where did he get all this money from.
Right. He was an investor. But no, right. I agree. I think that there was definitely some blackmail involved without a single doubt in my mind. And that's, I think, how this group exerts influence on people with that blackmail.
It's a group that runs this whole world. You watch these James Bond movies, you know, Spectre. There is an organization like that of people that we don't know about, that are shadowy figures that really do control the world. And you'll find in the future, you'll see, because even whenever a president comes to office, what's the first thing he does? He funds the military, correct?
Yes.
Because the military-industrial complex is owned by these individuals. Any president that defies them will be found dead. They'll kill them. They don't care who you are. They will kill the president. They will kill anybody that gets in their way.
Hey, and Kennedy didn't want to go to Nam.
Kennedy wanted to break the Federal Reserve.
That won't do. You can't get rid of the Fed. The Fed is. That's right.
And all of a sudden, here they whack, and they got rid of his brother too, because they say this guy could be in our problem too.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
You know, this is not common. This is it's very easy to be done. You pay a couple of inmates or, you know, a captain in the with the prisoners, with the guards.
Sure.
Is handed a bag full of money and says, tell your boys to go take lunch for a few hours. Don't worry about it.
That's right. And don't worry about it. It's going to be all good. It's going to be all good. We're going to get it figured out. Puffy Chuck, great stuff, man. Got to hit this break, but great stuff. When we come back, Alex in Milford, we're going to talk to Alex. We're going to talk to you at 839-1059. There's no crackpot theories here. I want to know your theory on this Epstein thing. All theories welcome. I'm willing to hear any of them.